A Triple J with the doctor I have on the line from the Gaslight Anthem. Brian Fallon, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
I'm really good, man. It's good to talk to you. I saw you a couple of times at Soundwave last year. It's good. It's really good actually seeing you guys playing and having like punk rock luminaries like Social Distortion checking you guys out while they were getting ready to play.
They're watching the kids of the future. That's what they say.
Keeping an eye on you guys. Just making sure you're not getting ahead of yourselves.
Making sure we're not getting ahead of them, huh?
How are you doing, sir? Where are you at the moment?
I'm in North Carolina at a venue.
Have you already played?
No, so it's 7 o'clock. It's like we go on at 10.
Okay, I don't know what the time difference is. So what's the pre-stage? What part of the warm-up are you at?
I'm normally in the resting period.
Well, thank you for taking a break from the resting period. I guess you'd probably be pretty too excited to rest right now, though, because the album, it comes out in Australia today.
Yes, I mean, I'm excited for people to hear it, you know? It's been a long wait, so I'm glad people are going to get to hear it now.
Of course, you've been doing, you know, other things. There was side projects and stuff. And, of course, you've been doing all the cool things that bands get to do, like going on Letterman. First of all, that is awesome, but you also got to play a 45-minute set.
Yeah, they let us play the Ed Sullivan Theater, and we just did a whole set. It was nice.
Who else gets to do that? We see the one song.
A couple bands. I mean, you know, I think like the Foo Fighters did it. Not often.
Well, I'm going to play, of course, the song that we've been playing the heck out of, and we'll talk more about the album Handwritten. This is the song that, I guess, was on the main bit of the David Letterman show, 45, on Triple J. I did notice that, because one of the cool things about this tune is the harmonies, and no one stepped up to the plate. Like, Alex didn't step up to the plate to sing the harmonies in this song when you did it live on Letterman.
Oh, yeah, because when you do things in the studio, sometimes a lot of those Brendan sang, a lot of that kind of thing.
All right. Cool. So this
lasts. Me and Brendan sing together.
Nice. That's Brendan O'Brien. We'll talk about him in a second. All right. On Triple J, this is 45 from Handwritten, the new album from Gaslight Anthem. Listen to Triple J. Brian Fallon on the phone. Brian Fallon on the line. Now, that's the old vinyl record as a metaphor for a relationship breakdown song. Is that what we're getting at?
It's something like that. I don't usually tell people what they're about because I leave it open for the listeners to figure it out, you know?
It's a good song, though, and there's some sweet, sweet vocals in it. And it's from the album Handwritten. Now, the album's called Handwritten. The second song on the album is Handwritten. Excellent song. Can I ask, was there anyone from the record label who wanted you to come up with the idea to handwrite all the lyrics and thank yous on the liner notes?
Yeah, oh yeah. They thought that was a great idea. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound like if they had their way, I probably would have written every copy by hand. So I was like, no, you know, I don't think so.
What is your handwriting like?
I mean, it's left-handed. It was normal. You know, it's pretty neat. Kind of like a girl's handwriting. I write neatly.
And I guess it's weird because you play guitar right-handed.
Yeah. I do everything right-handed. Like, I open doors right-handed, and strange, you know, that I write left-handed. It's the only thing I do left-handed.
And you're so neat. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The perfect person to handwrite the album notes. I should also thank you.
I am, in fact, the perfect person. Let's just stop right there.
Talking to Brian from Gaslight Anthem. We should also thank you for the sweet radio shout-out on the album in the song May, Waiting for Kingdom Come, with the radio on.
Well, we've been talking about the radio for a long time. We were just waiting for us to start playing us. That was like our little hint.
Yeah, you chucked the song. Yeah, there are hip-hop artists in Australia especially that put our radio station, Triple J, in their lyrics in the hope they get played.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So,
that's crazy. That's a little too much. That's too much, kid thing.
All right, if I play May, I'm gonna overdub it Triple J instead of the radio in the chorus.
Yeah, we wait for Kingdom Come with the Triple J on.
That's it, exactly. Sweet tunes for Armageddon. That's right. But I did see, I saw someone from the band tweeting that you're getting played during the day on American radio, which must be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it's really going well. Like, I mean, all around the country and around the world, it's been really good where they're playing us, you know, normal, like, drive time radio, and they're actually, like, adding it to, like, real rotation. Like, not just, like, we're going to play it once in a while. Like, it's in the playlist, and it's, like, in the heavy rotation playlist, which is good.
And especially in radio stations in America, except for the college stations, a lot of them are sort of owned by that one giant company. So to crack that market is pretty good.
It's a tough one to break, you know, and the alternative stations are very picky about what they play, you know, because we're not really a mainstream rock band. You know, we're more of like an alternative band. So the alternative stations that are playing us are really cool.
There's not one song on this album that sounds like Nickelback, Brian, I got to tell you, not one.
Well, thank you. I would be terrified if there was.
I'm talking to Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem. We're just listening to a little bit of Biloxi Parish, singing so gosh darn high on this album as well. Who's pushing you up there?
You know, I just brought in the songs like that for some reason. And Brennan's like, that sounds good. Keep doing that.
Yeah,
you know, now, I'm like, all right. You
know? Now go on a 40-date tour and try and do that every night.
Well, sure, yeah. That's where you have to start taking yourself a little seriously. And that's where I started to realize that I have to exercise now. You can't sing like that every day, you know, when you're running around the stage all the time and, you know, in venues and doing all that kind of banana stuff.
Banana stuff, is that what you call it?
Yeah. It's going bananas, because you're just going bananas every day.
That's true. Writing out, like, using your left hand to write out all those liner notes from the album, it's tiring, man. It's tiring.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm not doing that.
Now, you are the band, of course, from New Jersey. Much gets made of that. The home of Bruce Springsteen, of course. Actually, has he heard the album? I know he gets up and plays with you guys sometimes.
Oh, yeah, not anymore. I mean, that was like kind of an old thing. And I don't know. I didn't ask. I don't really care if he's heard it, actually.
That's fair.
Because, you know, I'm on my own little trajectory here.
All right, I'm talking to Brian from the Gaslight Anthem. It's Friday afternoon here, Thursday night where you are. I noticed, have you got any plans for the weekend? You've got gigs and an in-store, but I saw you had Saturday night off. Is that still the case?
No, Saturday night is I'm playing a festival as Dave Haas's guitarist. Yeah, he's a guy that's on tour with us. He's a friend of ours from a long time, singer-songwriter. We're playing a festival, and we're playing with Wilco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I'm going to play guitar for him.
Man, so taking a day off from the Gaslight Anthem shows, and you're off doing work for a mate of yours.
Yeah, that's the deal.
This is like when you got your, I guess he was your on-tour guitar tech, and now he plays with you, and now he's even on the album.
Yeah, that's true. He's playing on the whole thing. I mean, that's just the way we are. You know, we all kind of, it's all a team. You know, when you work for us, it's not really like band and crew. We all hang out together, and you know, there's no like crew bus or whatever. We're all in this together.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be a crew bus or anything, but that's pretty cool. And it just means that anyone that hangs out with you could end up playing on a Gaslight Anthem record.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I wasn't suggesting anything. I was just interested. All right. Well, the album is out today. It's called Handwritten. There is nothing handwritten on the album. When are you guys going to come out to Australia again?
Next year. We're planning on it. Early next year. Should be around there, flying down there.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'm going to play Here Comes My Man. It seems to be a song from the perspective of someone being let down by their boyfriend.
Yeah, it's the first song I ever wrote from a woman's perspective. I didn't really decide to do that. It just kind of, it almost dictated itself. You know, sometimes when you're writing a song, you realize, like, wait a minute, this isn't from my perspective. This is from a woman's perspective, which is really bizarre for me. And I kind of thought, I second-guessed it a couple times, but then I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Let's let it be what it is. It's the modern world, you know? I'm a modern girl.
Damn straight. Did you run it by any women with the lyrics, like, to see if it rang true?
Nah, I only think what I think, and that's it. I don't want to know what anyone else thinks.
That's the perfect way to send it. All right.
What I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I got my opinions, and they're nobody else's opinions, and that's it.
Damn straight. This is Here Comes My Man from the album Handwritten by Gaslight Anthem. See you next year, Brian. Thanks heaps.
All right, man. I'll see you soon.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.